What's the number one topic, guys?
What is it?
Mean?
What is it? I mean, you're ripping them off.
Yeah. Bro.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to the situation. Today we got Ben and Amin here.
Yay!
Ben, for those who listen, is the only listener. So thank you, Ben.
Shout out, Ben.
You know, I'm a fan.
He made it. He's our only listener.
The number one fan is here.
Yo, facts.
Oh, man.
Ben, thank you for all of the support. It's nice to finally meet you.
Absolutely. We don't usually do this kind of thing.
Ben's actually on Make-A-Wish Foundation. And this is, how sweet, Ben.
Yeah, my wish was to be in the situation. Here I am.
What a wasted wish.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God.
Campers. Oh, I'm playing Call of Duty also.
Yeah. What's a much
carry? Oh, your microphone's working, whoever is on with me right now. Oh, shit. Where? You camper.
What's today's topic?
Eat his ass.
Dude.
Oh, shit.
He's a weird.
He got sandwiched, bro.
Such a weird mix of like a Twitch stream and a podcast right now.
Yeah, this is really weird, man. This is weird. I like it, though.
I like it too,
so,
man.
What have you guys been doing? How have you been spending your end of the world?
Who's doing it all?
Eating ass.
Oh.
I think the microphone's going to pick up all of this sound.
Yeah, bro.
Cool.
They're going to think we're like Iraq.
With our number one fan live from Afghanistan, the situation.
Gold.
Amazing. Oh, God.
But yeah, guys, like, what have you been doing since, this shrill that we call the fucking coronavirus has come down?
Everything stayed the fucking same. I'm still fucking working every day.
Absolutely.
My bill is still to be paid.
Yeah.
Only thing is, it's harder to get pussy to come to my house, because...
Yeah, what's, it's, yeah,
it's
right?
My parents want to be assholes, like, your daughter's 22 years old, let her out. Get some dick.
I hope she listens to this.
I hope she does listen.
I really hope so too. There's about 7 of them. Come to my house, please.
Yes,
why are all 7 of the girls you're talking to living at home abiding by curfew?
Because I don't know. Because bitches these days.
Are you
shit,
sure they're 22, bro?
They can't afford to live out of their house.
That's
fucking
true.
Broke.
But that's not bitches, bro. That's just this generation.
Not true, you know what I mean?
And I don't know how much of our fault it is. I'm going to be honest with you.
Complacent with being at home. Is that the word? They're comfortable.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Dude, they honestly can't afford anything else.
No, but they can't, dude. Because a lot of people are like, I don't want to live with anybody.
Yeah, everyone's
especially
a little
like
stuck up.
People don't have friends.
Fuck you.
Woo! Like, yo, I want to live on my own with no roommates because... I think I deserve it when realistically they just have no friends.
Yeah, everyone has that like idea of like, this is where I'm going to live when I move out. And it's like, yeah, if you're holding out to afford that, then you're going to be in there for a while.
You know, I don't know, man. I imagine this exact apartment. Just the level of disgust, scum of this apartment is exactly where I want to be at 25.
Hey, as long as your responsibilities, the real responsibilities taken care of.
Oh, boom.
Absolutely, man. You know,
that's
true. It's like a priority. It's just establishing priorities. A lot of these people that go out would rather spend their money on going out to the bars, meeting people, and things like that.
In the dick,
and then bring
right in the dick
house.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Like that's gross, bro. You really gonna bring them home to your parents, baby?
Oh yeah, dude.
Why not?
He was waiting for
you. I thought I had my pistols right when I changed. That's bullshit.
He's like looking at you. What's up, bro?
Man.
But yeah, dude, it's just so strange. It's like, oh, hey, you look great at the bar. Oh, you're 26 too? Let's go back to my mom's house.
Yeah, man. My mom will cook us
but
breakfast.
Hey, yo, at least you smashed it, right?
True.
Yeah, you're right.
But she's willing to go back to your mom's house and you still get the. Like,
I mean, she don't know you're going back to your mom's house.
I think that's the one situation.
You just gotta make sure you're not looking for a second date because
Ooh, yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
I feel like
Big boy lives at mommy's crib.
Yeah. I always thought of sons.
Big boy lives at mommy's crib.
That's the name of the episode.
That, there it is. We just found the name of the episode.
Big boy lives at mommy's crib, dude.
Like, what? That's crazy as shit. He's like, yeah, I got my own place. Where at? The basement of my dad's house. Nigga, what?
Yeah, but like, it's got its own entry, so
don't
it's
worry,
like my
don't
own
worry,
place.
Don't worry.
It's got its own entry and there's a little kitchenette there, you know, so we don't have to go up and take their food, even though my fridge is not food.
Yeah, I have my own little, I have my own bathroom. It's just like an unfinished basement bathroom. That's just like filthy.
It's just a toilet.
It's a urinal.
It's a hole in the fucking floor. That's all it is. He's like, all right, if you need to flush, just grab some water from the sink.
Oh my god. Yeah, man.
Yeah. The toilet is your sink, shower, and toilet. So just be careful what you do over there.
It's also your shaver because on one end there's a razor blade just sticking out of it. It's innovative, dude.
Campers!
A lot of people don't get the creative process of making fucking.
Yeah, this is what independence looks like.
No, it's not. That's what sadness is.
Hey, I mean, you can shave your ass while you're taking a shit.
I guess that is
I mean, that's just two birds with one stone. That's what that is.
Innovation,
so you end up cutting
bro.
Your ass up.
That word. Is innovation. You know what I mean?
You're
I might need to go find one of these sinks now.
You're going to play tic-tac-toe with your butt.
Wait, talking about toilets, you ever use that thing that cleans your ass?
Oh,
the bidet. Yes, I've used a bidet.
That shit feels crazy, but it works.
But you won't let a girl eat asshole. What's that about?
I would like fresh water spraying my butt to clean my shit. I wouldn't mind that, but having a warm tongue in my butt,
What if it's right after?
What if it's during? What if it's during the bidet?
What if it's her and the bidet at the same
just
time?
Just tag team in that butthole.
My ass is gonna be clean as fuck then.
All right, fantastic. Oh my god, Mitch, that took forever.
Just moan.
Oh no!
They just died like
They died.
Oh god!
It sounds to like a good pipe. It killed her. That's my last nut.
Fuck you. Oh no.
Oh, so you don't kill you.
Mitch, what was that thing that I did in the game when like, someone shot off and I shot
oh
him.
Shit, this is another fucking every man for himself.
Free for all. You sure you didn't join the free for all?
I'm pretty sure this is a free for all.
It might be free for all.
That's why I'm like, where's my team? Thank you. Guy on the microphone confirmed. There we go.
Oh, we have a fifth person on the situation right now. Man on Xbox.
Yeah, man on Xbox is joining the podcast.
Does he know that we're doing a podcast, Mitch?
Does now.
What's up, dude? Call outs, please. What's up, bro?
Oh, my God. He said, what's up?
What's up?
Thank you. Call outs, please, bro. You just got called out, so you're welcome.
Yeah, on the podcast. He has to listen to it.
My God, dude. I'm just, like, running around and getting shot from buildings.
Yeah.
I mean, there's buildings around. You know, where else you get shot from?
I saw a funny meme the other
then
day.
I don't need you getting smart.
It was like, it's like, don't, like, ignore her OnlyFans request. Like, she ignored your mixtape, King.
Yeah. OnlyFans. She didn't listen to your mixtape.
What are your opinions on OnlyFans?
Not a fan.
Not a fan of OnlyFans?
Man, I'm saying... If a bitch want to go ahead and do her thing on that, by all means, stop. Mom, have fun. But
yo, Tom does bring up the OnlyFans a lot.
But if you fuck around and get screenshotted,
don't be upset.
They'll be mad because now all your shit is free.
I mean, I've seen there's a lot of girls that are making like
money,
like four or five figures like monthly. OnlyFans, I seen some screenshots and
yeah, dude.
People
like,
making like 40,000 just off of OnlyFans in a month.
They are getting their money, bro. Like yeah. You can't even be mad at someone for that.
It goes to show how simp America is.
Yo, that's very true. Simp Nation.
There's like a lot of free porn out there, but you're over here paying money to see some girl naked. I don't get it.
Go, because that's like Simp Nation, bro.
Yeah, dude. Because
it's like
this is
for me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I
guess you get to communicate.
Oh, you can talk to them too.
Supposedly.
Yeah, you can. I think you can. I don't know. I've never been on
OnlyFans. Can't you do that fucking other shit too?
I think there's like
what other shit could you possibly do on a webcam show?
I'm talking about a regular webcam. You still can speak to the person.
Yeah. But I think
it's free.
Yeah. I think you have to. I don't know. There's like a whole currency system that just doesn't make sense. It's like Bitcoin.
What? That ass?
No, thought, you cannot pay for OnlyFans with Bitcoin. But that'd be pretty crazy.
No, no, I thought they did some wild shit.
That'd be some crazy shit, dude. Some
wild shit where you have to fucking go through a loop just to pay a bitch.
No, bro, they just take your debit card, I think.
I'm not gonna, I probably consider making OnlyFans porn.
What is that?
Do you think
that,
you
what does
have,
that mean?
Do you think
that's if, what OnlyFans is?
Do you think if guys would do OnlyFans, that would make money?
I'd be surprised if they aren't already.
No, there are guys that make money.
There's definitely guys on OnlyFans.
There is.
100%. Yeah. Why would that not be?
I'm pretty sure male porn stars have OnlyFans as well.
I feel like you make more money on like OnlyFans though. Is that even like taxed or anything?
Jesus, oh yeah, definitely.
Oh definitely my god, taxed, dude.
Yo, but who the fuck like sat down and was like, you know what? I'm gonna make an OnlyFans LLC. Like, this is my company. Like, who thought about that?
I don't know.
Bro.
Someone with more brains
but
than
they
us.
They got money now.
They got money.
Something so simple.
I wonder how much they charge.
It was probably a simp, like a guy who's like, I wish I could just talk to her when he was watching porn. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could just say hi. You know what I mean? I know how we can do this.
Yeah. It would be a computer, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, but America's just gotten really simp, like, and it's kind of annoying.
It's always been
simp. Dude, Trump is such a simp for, like, Putin and, like, Kim Jong-un.
He's dead.
And bro.
He's not. Now he's alive again.
He was in the gulag, bro.
He was in the gulag, bro.
Yo.
This man really died and came back to life. I don't know, man. Maybe Kim Jong-un is Jesus.
Nah, he was fighting Hitler, bro.
Whoever wins comes back.
Whoever wins comes back.
That's when Jesus came back, bro. He just won in the gulag.
He just won the gulag, dude. Jesus.
He's like, I did it.
We're like, 3 days.
Holy shit, bro.
We have to fight Moses?
Nah, he probably fought Farrakhan.
Pharaoh. Or Shaka Khan.
Who's Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan is a wonderful artist from the 1980s. She's a very powerful African American woman. Great music.
What's up?
That's that girl.
Shout out Shaka Khan if you're listening to the situation.
Shout out, man.
Fish, what are you watching?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I just don't understand, like, why so many guys are simps now. You know what I mean? Why did we get beaten? Why did people get beaten down to that? You know what I mean? Like, is that like just having so much respect for women that they're now?
No, but it's so funny how you talk about it because it's things reversed now. That's all it is. That's all it is, dude. You're sitting here like, yo, we're a bitch ass nation. Nah, man, we reversed roles. That's it, man.
So maybe that is a good thing.
Man. I don't know if it's a good thing, but it's like a natural thing, man. Like
it's a natural bitch thing.
No, like, dude, like women are like, yo, we run shit now. Like, that's it. You work for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is now.
I mean, you don't really have to work for it. Isn't it, like, OnlyFans, like, $5 a month or something?
No, I meant, like, the society.
Oh, yeah.
So they have the power.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So now they're just taking your money and, like, making you work for it. Getting worshipped, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit reversed, bro.
Have you guys ever heard... Well, I'm about to get kind of smart, maybe. You guys ever heard of the overton window?
The overton window?
Yeah.
No,
it's basically, like, when something big happens, it allows for, like, a lot of reform within, like, government or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you know how, like, now, like, ever since coronavirus happened, there's, like, a lot of things that have been changed, like, dramatically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for example, like, work, right? A lot of companies would say, like, oh, work wasn't available.
You go fuck in the shower!
That's dope.
Yeah, dude.
You know, a lot of companies are saying, like, work, you can't do work from home. It's not efficient, it's not available. But ever since the coronavirus started, like, a lot of jobs have become mobile. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, even at my company, they do the same thing. You just see how many people are non-essential to the actual business to be ran. Like, a lot of people can be doing what you said, like, working from home.
Yeah.
After being told that it's impossible. Like, no, dude, man, just give me a laptop and desktop sharing, and we're doing the same thing.
I mean, yeah, like, it goes to show, like, how fucked up corporate America is, low-key.
Yeah.
I'm low-key. I'm not going to say I'm mad, but, like, I think it's kind of, like, another thing, like, unemployment, right? Mm-hmm. It's people that stay at home.
they're getting paid what, like $1,000 a week, more or less.
Yeah,
on top of the COVID pay, and then you got people that be working. I'm not making like close to that.
No, exactly.
You feel me?
No, I do.
And it kind of sucks. I feel like companies should like have a hazard pay or something like that.
Yeah,
but, like you get paid extra for working during the pandemic.
Absolutely, man. I think there's a lot of things that are going on that, especially with the fear of all this stuff, because nothing was ever actually cleared up about this COVID. So it's not like it was like.
Found your beer.
Oh shoot! Thanks, man. Well, I have a second one now. but oh my god, what did I just say?
COVID. Talking about COVID.
Oh yeah. So it's not like we had any explanation of COVID. So there was nothing to get less scared of. There was nothing to know more of because we still know the same that we knew like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Which means it's always changing.
Yeah.
So oops. The people that are going into work have still been as scared as they were the first week back.
Yeah.
So why are they still going into work and not getting anything extra when people are able to stay home and stay safe and they get paid more?
Preach.
Exactly.
You know?
Bro, people unemployment are getting more money than...
Because it's just about people keeping people content.
True.
Like, that's what it really is. I mean, like, they got you by the balls, man. You're an essential worker. So if you quit, you're not eligible for unemployment.
Exactly.
So... They saw there, and they know that you know the typical average working American is not someone that can just go and lose a job. You know what I mean? And then you have all these people being told you are out of work, and I have no idea when you can even go back to work or if work will be there for you.
Yeah.
Let's throw them an extra $600 a week just so they sit quiet and think everything's okay because things are not okay. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? So it's just that's really all it is. It's just complacency of the unemployed. And they know they got you, so you're complacent. You can't lose your job.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's strategy. There's
Everybody,
a lot that goes into it, man. I know a lot of people think that this country's all about, oh, you're just giving poor people, give them handouts, give me more. It's like, yeah, they know what they're doing, man. Like, they have to know what they're doing.
The government?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, they know exactly what they're doing. So, and it's weird, too, because it started this narrative. Or this dialogue between essential workers and non-essential workers.
Yeah.
Which is like, you make more sitting at home safe and I have to go out. And it's like, boom, you just created another set of others within the already fighting masses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's brilliant what they're doing.
Yeah, just to get distracted enough to not care about the dude, how much have you heard about the election that's in 5 months?
Barely anything.
I've heard much about it, to be honest.
Right?
I heard Trump might be changing the election day, which he can't legally do. That's the only thing I've heard. And I heard that like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I was like, sounds like a him thing.
Does.
Yeah. Sounds like something
I don't
got
the power to do it.
Yeah.
I
wasn't like,
so,
no, he can't. I'm like, yeah, got it. But yeah, dude, so like, I think that's the conversation I really have when we talk about.
You want a little funny part?
Absolutely.
Right? So like, people, you know, yeah, you get your unemployment, whatever. We're all, like, encouraged to stay at home, but, like, it looks like everything's just being, like, ran normal. Like, nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Like, when coronavirus, like, boom, first started, and, like, they put the stay-at-home orders. I remember, like, getting out of work, the roads were clear. I wouldn't see nobody in the road. I get home and see two cars, but now it's, like, everything's, like, back to normal. Like, traffic's regular. People coming into, like, stores and, like, whatever, like.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. It's weird now. Like, as soon as, like,
well,
the weather
the,
got
yeah,
better,
weather, yeah.
People were just like, Corona's done.
Yeah.
Word.
And it's like, no, it's not.
it will get
not.
But no, I don't even think that's the case either. I mean, think about, like, the hikes we go on, right? You go on a hike and you're out. There's tons of people on those trails, but you're doing something that's free. You still can't go to restaurants or anything like that.
Right.
We went to the beach. Everyone was staying 6 feet apart. We walked past the people on the trails. T-shirts went up. Somebody pulled off. You know what I mean? Like, it's still, it's just now it's warm. People are like, I'm not doing the inside thing. I'll just go be safe outside. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
I was seeing some Snapchat, Instagram stories, people having parties.
Parties
and
shit, yeah.
I'm like, what's
dude, that? Yeah, I don't know about that, bro. That's a little too soon.
Like,
that's a little too soon for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get a little too comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. And Murphy's letting people have gatherings up to 10 people on Memorial Day to celebrate the holiday.
And he opened the beaches.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's 10. Ten people isn't, if you really look at it, 10 people isn't much. It's people who you live with, and maybe each person has a friend come over,
yeah.
If that.
But then, and then if you got families, it's one family, and then maybe if you have an older son or daughter that has their own family, boom, now you're 10 people. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's not crazy, especially if you're condensing it to the point where it's like your household and maybe say, like you two, you guys live in another house, but I know you're clean, and then Mark Levitas.
He's tell clean. Me this. Tell me this though, that's right? You're gonna have a group of 10 girls down there, right? Then you have a group of 10 guys, and the 10 guys are gonna come up and be like, "Hey, how about 5 of you go over there and 5 of us go over here?" And that's where the problems are gonna start, man. Yeah. Once the intermingling starts, because man, you're gonna see bathing suits and shit.
It's bound to happen.
You can't just not make that move. I would. If I was in that situation, I'd be like, nah, let's do it. You know?
Yeah, dude, I haven't had, like, human interaction in, like, 4 months. Like, how are you?
I got angry Karens coming to my job.
Okay. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I want to come inside. Yep. No, bitch. You can't come inside.
Why can't I come outside? I'm like, listen, man, I'm just doing my job. You got to talk to corporate on that one. I can't help it.
Bro, I get the same.
But, like, they failed to realize, like, understand that, like, I'm just a worker. I'm working for a company.
Facts.
No, it's like, it's always your responsibility. Like no, that's above my pay grade, motherfucker. Like,
I'm just following the rules. They told me to do it, and I'm gonna listen.
Like I'm gonna see a CSR off of the bank, so I'm because I'm a service rep. And the same thing, niggas like they're like, oh, so you guys are open, right? I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, all our bridges are open, but you can't come inside. She's like, that's what I meant. I want to come inside. I'm like, ma'am, the virus. Like,
yeah, like, I don't understand.
I'm like, ma'am, there's protocol. Like, we're not allowing people inside. She was like, well, you gotta change that. I was like, I can't.
You gotta change that.
I have to change
the protocol of your company to fit my convenience.
Word.
Yo, Karens are the worst people. There's gonna be an entire generation where it's not a name anymore. You know what I mean? Because it's like, used as like just a straight slur now, which I'm in full support of.
Yes,
they absolutely. Should. They should be. If you get called a Karen, you're like, that's so offensive. Absolutely, because it applies to you, and I'm glad you're offended.
Yes,
you're either a Karen or you're not a Karen. Like that's how
Did
it
you
is.
See, there was a tweet that went out. It's like a woman named Karen wrote to the Department of Civil Justice. Said that the group that is Karen is a minority and should not be treated with such disrespect and scrutiny.
Okay.
No, like that's a very Karen thing to
do.
Yeah, very Karen thing to do.
Yo, dude, it's like remember like gingers didn't have souls? Like, we have those YouTubers like flipping the fuck out because they're like, I have a soul, I'm a person. And bro, we're like, South Park, you don't have a soul, bro.
South Park made that a thing.
Dude. I can't wait for South Park to start ripping on Karens, bro. That's gonna be an entire season.
Have you noticed that there is a dramatic decrease in redheaded people in the last 30 years?
Really?
Well, it's a recessive trait.
Yes.
Free if you go to Ireland, it probably is.
No, that's not true. All right, let's talk about this because that was a racist comment towards Irish people. All right?
You can't be racist to white people.
Believe it or not,
you can to majority, Irish. Majority, you can to the Irish.
Majority of the guys I'm for the most part, been Irish. So like,
dude, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, no. No, dude, Irish people are usually dark-eyed, dark-haired.
No, you're correct. But, like, I've never come across, like, a redhead Dominican, for example, Puerto Rican.
Dude, it's because you hold only dominant traits. You understand that, right? Dark hair, dark eyes, dark skin, those are all dominant traits.
Okay.
Like, you're the superior people on an evolutionary scale.
Absolutely.
Like, you are. Brown people are. They are superior physically and evolutionary.
Yeah.
But white people, those are all recessive traits, especially, I mean, the dark eyes and the dark hair, but the skin tone's recessive, and, like, blue eyes, it's, like, only, like, 3% of the world has, like, blue eyes.
Really?
That ass?
Something like that.
And, like, it's like 1%.
And then 1%'s, like, green. It's something like that. Those probably aren't the accurate numbers, but it's a recessive trait. Like, if I got with a girl with brown eyes, our kids will have brown eyes.
For the most part, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's only way.
There's a 3 in 4 chance they will have brown eyes. If I remember anything from high school,
it's hereditary. The block thing.
Yeah, it's the block thing. Recessive and dominant
thing.
Traits.
Yeah, I know the block thing, sadly.
That's been major.
What else? What else was there that I wanted to bring up?
This dick.
damn it to me.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after that.
Hey guys, it's Tom from The Zituation, just here to tell you about the platform we're actually using to get this podcast out. It is called Anchor. It's creation tools that allow us to record and edit the podcast right from my phone, actually. And it actually distributes the podcast for us, so I have to do very little work for this. You make money with the podcast, which is what I'm currently trying to do. And it's everything you need to make in a podcast in one place. That was the last bullet point I just read. Anyway, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Get the Anchor app. Welcome back to the live reading of Jane Eyre.
Oh, we're back live, baby.
Live, baby.
God is black, baby.
God is black, baby.
Oh, you know, it'd be awesome to talk about.
Yeah.
The stigma, whatever.
Yeah.
Of drugs.
Yes.
Yes.
There we go.
Right.
Stigma.
Absolutely.
Everybody has their own opinion. I feel like a lot of us have been brainwashed to think that all drugs are bad.
Absolutely.
All of them.
100%, Ben.
You know, and the only one that's not bad is alcohol, apparently, to like the majority of the population.
Which is the worst one,
or Ritalin.
Wait, what? I personally think is the worst one.
It might as well be the worst.
Alcohol is like the worst.
That makes people kill people and drive retarded and all that.
Absolutely.
Well, we're retarded. Pardon me, podcast.
No, don't apologize for anything.
But yeah,
they can't
see
this.
Penises.
I feel like there's like a lot of fun drugs out there that can be fun, at least under control, right?
Yeah, it's all.
Just like alcohol. Like alcohol, you got from alcohol under control. Or like marijuana. You got from marijuana.
Shit, the more marijuana you smoke, the more fun you have.
Like,
that's not always the case.
You know,
I have found.
Like, why are, like, shrooms illegal? Why is acid illegal? Why is cocaine illegal? Like,
well, I feel like because for those
stuff. Well, cocaine's another bad one. Like, we could put cocaine with alcohol. Cocaine makes people do some very bad things.
I think, right, because a lot of very wealthy people do blow, right?
I knew
a guy who used to work. He used to work on Wall Street, and he said like there were times throughout the day just through lines in their bathroom or something. Like they would like have a, like okay like 10-minute break, and everybody would be in the bathroom literally doing lines, like, and it was just a normalized thing.
Code break.
Like I feel like cocaine is a high functioning drug. Like it's not something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
it's not something you do and then like right after like I'm gonna kill this guy or some shit, or like
you know. I mean you can.
But you do it and you just
it will
become
hyped enough.
It's a
stimulant.
Like a potent coffee, right?
Yeah,
potent
dude.
Coffee.
No,
yeah.
I mean it's
you know
it's a hell of a drug. It definitely
it is a hell of a drug. It is a hell of a drug. And then, you know, I think what is it? Addiction, right? People always gonna bring up this addiction thing, like, oh, it's really easy to become addicted to doing drugs or whatever. But you can become addicted to anything.
Yeah,
facts.
You can become addicted to playing video games. You can become addicted to watching porn. Like, there's a million things. You
dude, seriously, I mean, look at cigarettes, man. Like, look at cigarettes. Like, you want to talk about addicting? It's nicotine. Like, that's addicting, dude. You know what I mean?
And they manufacture it.
Yeah. Well, what? Dude, I'll be transparent. I've done a lot of drugs in my time, and I can't say I've ever had. Like that, I need it again right now.
More than
feeling with it, I've always like accepted the experience for what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then like, and then when it's over, it's over, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I started smoking when I was 18, dude. I can't quit to save my life. You know how many times I've tried to stop smoking cigarettes,
and you just
can't.
You can't, dude. It's so gripping. It's terrible.
But drug, you'll get addicted to drugs. But here's cigarettes and alcohol. Alcoholism kills how many people a year?
That's it, son.
Alcoholism.
More than overdoses.
Lung cancer.
And marijuana probably kills nobody.
Yeah, absolutely. Marijuana kills no one. How many people die on LSD?
Very few. I think that...
Very few. Same thing with shrooms.
Yeah, how many people die on shrooms? Dude, because there's a lot of people that do it. You know what I mean? That's one thing that I think you realize when you cross that line and you like do drugs, mm-hmm. is you realize a lot of people do these drugs. It's like, it's almost like Cat's Cradle.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Where
explain.
Cat's Cradle was like this thing on an island where this religion was prohibited, like absolutely like execution. Mm-hmm. And once a year they would find people practicing this religion and they would execute them in public. But in actuality, every single person on that island, including the dictator, worshiped that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like from the outside, you see one or two people like, oh, those are the examples. That's what happens. But once you cross over into that, I do it, you're like, fuck, we all do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like being invited to like a men's club. And you're just like, oh, I see all my friends here. I see all my friends' dads here. Like, this is very, like, everybody does this. This is not something that's so unfathomable because it's talked about so much. Like, it's much more normal than we let it be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember when I was younger, right? My dad, I don't know what was going through his mind, but my dad, at a very young age, you know, I was probably like 9 years old, he came up to me, drunk as hell. And he started telling me all the drugs he's done, right? Cocaine, acid.
Hey, son, let's want to hear something?
DMT. Sands. Yeah, Sands. Perks. He was telling me all these drugs and why I should never do them. But I feel like just him telling me that he did all those drugs was like, okay, maybe it's okay if I try to join and see how they are and make myself. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
Like, he said, he was like, oh, don't do them. But I'm like, yeah, but you literally tried all of them. Like, I don't want to try all of them. Like, now I'm curious, like, why can't I do them? So I did them, and I'm like, wait, these things are fucking amazing. Like, what?
Exactly.
Like, what,
it was like in spite. Like, it was that young spite.
I was like, I could enjoy them.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? And I've told him, I'm like, yo,
if
honestly,
you did, I can.
I'm like, I've done a lot of drugs, and like, I don't know what, you know, I can see how they can be addicting, but I'm not addicted. But the experience I had with them, it like experiences I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I had the most fun being with my boys on shrooms, going on like the Poconos and all that. I had so much fun for like 3 days, and I think like it's a perfect social drug.
I love that
everybody
trip.
Is doing
it's
it.
It's a good one, man.
You know?
Yeah. No, I do know what you mean.
I'm really tight. That's gonna be only a one time thing this year.
Yeah, dude.
That usual summer one is like a good one because you're like,
dude,
I bet
it's warm.
I found the best place too,
the
bro.
Summer one?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
You,
but that's, I mean, maybe
though,
like August.
Well, fuck these people.
maybe like August.
Little side note for the audience, aka Ben.
Like, they don't know what
I mean.
The
you and me are wearing the same Uggs, dude.
Fashion, bro.
Fashion.
But yeah,
Poconos is
literally a trip where we go trip and we have fun on a trip.
Yeah, but it's like it's not everybody that goes does it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like there are sober people that are just our boys.
Yeah,
it's you know what I mean. So it's really, however you what you want to do, what you don't want to do, it doesn't matter. It's just like be here for the experience.
And I think that's a really amazing thing because in a way we're really letting everyone be themselves the way they want to be.
That's all it is, man.
And we're just all there for it, man. And I feel like that's what makes it such a great trip is not because of what we do on the trip, but about the time that we're just being our true selves to these. We're exposing like our true selves to each other. And we're like, yeah, dude, we are friends.
Yeah, dude. It's like you don't have to be who you have to be in the world.
Exactly.
On this trip. It's like, dude, just.
It's like the most safest place you could be, probably.
It really is, bro.
Like, seriously, man. Like, I love at the end, like, just cuddling with everybody. Like John pet me for like 30 minutes, dude.
John was like,
"If I've ever been to heaven, it was there, bro." I'm telling you right now, that was the most magical moment of my life, dude. It's just we're all just like, I'm good on that.
It brought us all together.
Yeah, dude, it brought us all together
in a very strong spiritual way. I felt like on a spiritual level, like,
yeah, dude. I feel like there's a connection there that will be for life.
It's
just such a weird thing.
It's funny. It's just so funny because like you think about this, you're like, what were these people doing? And it's just like we were all just sitting down, just talking to each other and just getting to know each other again.
Facts.
And it was just like amazing to just get to know your friends.
Facts.
And on that spiritual level, Ben, I feel like that's where it really gets tied in. It's just like, we're just here to listen to our friends. And when we're always so concerned about like talking. Things like, always, all right, I can't wait for them to be done with their saying so then I can say what I'm going to say that I already know I can say to their point. This is just like,
really?
It's just like you're chilling and you're like, tell me about you, dude. Like, tell me about how your life's been. Like, have you been all right? If not, why? If yes, thank God, dude. You're a great person. And like, those are the only things I'm going to say because you need to say what you need to say. And it's just great.
Dude, those trips that we take, I feel like it's love, dude. Like, it's absolute love.
Yeah, man.
That's all it is, bro. Like, it's such a good time. But yeah, why is that, man? Like, the two that kill us the most are the ones that are legal.
I don't know. I feel like
Also, we also got to think of like this. We are saying it, the two things that are legal, why they kill the most. But God knows. God only, like, to the point where if all this other stuff was legal. Yeah, as of right now, you can't really say anyone has OD'd or anyone really... Or, there's many of them.
Okay, so you're taking the hypothetical what it could be.
Exactly. Wow. Okay. Because if it's legal, it's a lot easier to get. Right. It's a lot easier to get. You have a dumb motherfucker. Because most people that I've done like drugs with are actually intelligent. Like, they're smart people. Like, A, either they have really good common sense and they can live for themselves,
mm-hmm.
or B, motherfuckers are actually book smart and they're educated. They know their shit. Yeah. So I never really done drugs with a, lack of a better term, a retard, because I...
There's so many better terms, but continue.
No, I mean, like, that definitely like...
the top tier of terms.
But carry on.
Anyways. Yeah, no. I just never have, so that's why I can't like really back up the hypothetical, but I am just putting it out there, just like, because, yeah,
no,
you gotta think of it as something.
Yeah, man. That's
some
very
stupid
true.
Asses. Some stupid
that's,
asses will get their hands on it.
That's so true, because you can't be stupid and, like, buy drugs. Because
yeah,
if you're stupid
be.
And you buy drugs, then you are not going to get real drugs.
That,
you
yes.
are going to get
that's a
like
big one
baking
too.
Soda, oregano, and a piece of cardboard.
A piece of
score? It only cost me $500.
Exactly. If you are stupid, you cannot buy drugs. It's just a fact.
Yo, imagine getting a piece of cardboard.
No, they all
acid.
Get arrested. Like that's the stupid one. Because
they're like, they go up to the cops and like, hey, you catch a lot of these guys. You know where I can find some? Like, you seem to know where they are.
Isn't it that like in Amsterdam, like all the drugs are legal?
No,
I think
no,
it's that women
not
have
true.
No rights in Amsterdam.
But they're like,
no, wait, what?
Where did that come from?
Isn't that Amsterdam?
No, Amsterdam.
They're very tolerable of drugs, but it's not legal.
Yeah,
it's not legal, but it's very widely accessible. It's not all drugs. It's just weird. I don't know, bro. I heard a weird story about a couple of dudes in Amsterdam.
Oh, ecstasy and Molly are legal?
No, not legal. It's not legal, but they're very easy to get.
That's going to lead to some problems.
It already has, dude. Well, no, it's because they're both on Molly.
If you do them enough,
that
can fry your brain, dude.
Like, you do not, like, for some reason, you don't need to establish... consent in Amsterdam because everyone's just always about it.
Whoa.
That's why ecstasy and Molly don't cause problems there.
Oh. No, I was saying it's going to cause problems like mentally.
Because
if you do that enough.
That's why they retire at 35.
They're just shot?
Yeah.
They're just shot out.
I can't anymore. I can't process
like, say, there is no more dopamine. Like, it is over.
Okay.
I'm going to kill myself. I wouldn't
think
you're retired. Do whatever the fuck you want, bro.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. I
feel like,
I feel like high key, it should be legal, but under control. Like,
yeah, dude,
I
well, everything is good, but
regulated.
But is
yeah,
it
but
by
because,
the government?
You know? Like,
oh, God, you
I,
think
I
cocaine's expensive
know.
Now? Wait till it's government regulated.
It is government regulated.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's been
true.
Government regulated since the war on drugs.
Well, not the stuff you get. You know what I mean? Not the stuff someone can get.
That's true.
I couldn't imagine how times were when like all this shit was not illegal.
No, because, like, think about it, right? If it was, if there was, like, dispensaries for cocaine, do you know how expensive that cocaine would be?
That'd still be awesome.
You're buying pure cocaine.
That's the fucking meat lady.
That would be insane.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fucking awesome, bro.
It'd be like mixins, so like.
Dude, it'd be like a, grand for like an 8-ball.
No, dude, it'd be like stir-ins at bars. You want a sprinkle of Coke in your Jack and Coke? And they're like, of course. They're like, okay, there's going to be an extra $20.
It's just a little like salt bay. Like,
exactly. That's it. And you're like, oh my God, amazing.
And then they just realistically, you find out that they're using alternatives later, and then everyone sues because they're all sick now.
Yeah, but and then, thanks to reality TV.
And then you're having bars getting sued for accused of using salt. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to all come out. Like,
yeah, but man, that's the beauty of reality TV. They'll spin this whole thing into what entertainment should be, and then we'll just let it happen.
Facts.
That would be a hell of a reality.
Blame it on
my Big Brother, but with cokeheads.
Dude, look what they did with the judicial system. They took the whole judicial system.
Are you saying blame it on the immigrants? Is that what you're saying?
That's weird coming from
me. I was like, what?
No. I said it because before he said that about the judicial shit, I was like, watch. I was like, after that, they blame on the minorities.
Oh, minorities.
After the TV show shit.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he didn't take an immigrant stance there.
Yeah.
You know?
What?
I don't know. It would have been
so weird.
I would blame it on the immigrants.
Please don't.
I hope that they're going to blame it on minorities. That's all so bad.
It's so
bad. The judicial system.
No, but, like, the judicial system was so, like, brick and, or fire and brimstone. Very official.
Were you going to say brick and mortar?
Yeah. And they were so just composed. And then reality TV just came in, and they're like, let's make a TV show about the court, but let's put some weird stuff in there, and, like, romances. And then you're like, all right, now lawyers need to, like, sleep with each other to be good at lawyering. And then they'll get the big case, and then they'll beat the big case, and then they'll go kill their friend. And you're like, that's not how this is supposed to work. And it's just, like, a game now. Like, the dude that defended, there was a guy that was on a talk show, and like it was like reveal your secret crush on live TV. So this kid came out, and this dude that lives next to him was like, "I'm your secret crush," and then he went and killed him. Yeah.
The fuck?
So
wait, what?
The dude, the kid was like, "All right, I'm going to kill you later," and he went and killed the dude that told him that he had a crush on him on live TV.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So when they had the court for it, the lawyer knew that there was going to be cameras in it because this was right when they started like putting like actual just courts on like C-SPAN. This is where he's like, this is my time to shine. His introduction, or like whatever you call the beginning of the case, it's usually
opening statement.
It's usually like 10 minutes long. His was 2.5 hours of him just being like, friends, you guys, we're all here. We're all here for him. And while I take you through here, we will all be for him. And then you're going to let him get away with murdering the gay guy across the street. And that's what happened.
No fucking way. He got away with it.
I don't know. I didn't watch the rest of the episode.
Oh.
So if he does.
Okay. Are we talking about a TV show? What is going on? You said you didn't watch the episode.
I'm just saying that.
No. Was that whole thing just TV show?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I thought you were talking about how drugs corrupted the judicial system.
No, I'm saying
You've just been talking about, like, so there's this crime show I watch. It's ridiculous.
No, I'm saying that with every new, like, pristine system, reality TV will come and destroy it and make a joke of it.
Oh, sure. There's a lot to say for that point.
Yeah, man.
I enjoyed the ride, though. I'm upset I don't know how it ends.
Me too. I really need to watch the end of that.
That really makes me upset that you were like, I will talk about this for 10 minutes. And no, I don't know how it ends. Like, that is a dick move. That's, fuck you, dude. Absolutely.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know how this ends, but they're coming for the ride.
So,
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, that's where I'm at, dude. What's up, man?
I was gonna say, like hopping off the judicial system.
Yeah,
I would list.
He's Dominican,
right? Isn't it like mad fucked how like so many people that have like either like they're wealthy or empowered, they get away with so much shit. Like
off,
I was reading like I think like I saw like a post a few days ago. I don't know who made it, but it was saying how like there's like a lot of people in political positions, right?
Yeah.
And they committed like such offenses, and they committed like 3-4 times, but they still hold those positions.
Yeah,
and they faced no
consequences.
No consequences for it. And then I know, like, I think I read last year how Trump was, what's that word when we let people out of jail as a president?
Pardoning?
Was it pardoning? Yeah, he pardoned like a whole bunch of people who did like white collar crimes.
Oh,
you
wow.
Know, like fraud and money laundering and all this.
But yeah, fucking
and
weed
they all
dealers
got
still there.
Pardoned. All of them. Not all of them, but he picked out like a good, like, few.
Yeah, good amount.
Wow. I thought about it like, damn, like, this is like, pretty sure it feels like, you know, we have people who do fraud, like, credit card fraud, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly minorities, like at least like a lot of minorities I know.
Yeah.
Like
some dumb shit.
They scam people and whatever, but they never get pardoned for like scamming somebody out for like $1,000 compared to like the white rich man who scams companies out for like $250,000. You get what I'm trying to say?
Exactly, bro.
Money.
And it's really messed up.
And they get
really
pardoned
is.
Or they don't face no consequences. It's crazy. It's weird.
Yeah, man. They'll hire like a really, really good lawyer because they can.
I think,
and I think that's kind of messed up too, like the fact that if you can only afford a certain level lawyer, you are at a disadvantage to someone that automatically can afford a better quality lawyer.
Bro, facts.
Absolutely.
Like, how messed up is
that?
That
just shows the failures of capitalism right there, dude.
Like,
right there.
I think all
that's
lawyers.
That's insane, dude. I
think,
never looked at it
like
that.
Basically, like,
I think all lawyers
you have to buy yourself out,
wage,
basically.
Honestly.
You literally have to buy yourself out.
Holy
like,
shit.
Whoever has the better
dude.
Lawyer is going to win.
Yeah, dude. And you can keep multiple lawyers on retainer.
Yeah.
Which means you can have 5 really, really amazing lawyers working your case at the same time.
And they're like specifically like picked out for what crimes you're committing to.
Exactly.
You're like, and his specialty is this crime that you're accusing me of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's like, these are the crimes I'm doing. I need a lawyer for each.
Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't know that.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
That's so fucked, dude.
To have that power is amazing, but the way that it's currently skewed is very messed up.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
If that just, yeah.
If lawyers were all paid the same, then justice would actually be real.
Imagine you're going against a guy with like 10 lawyers on his team. You only got one.
You're done.
And they're all like D1 lawyers.
D1 lawyers.
You got an all-star lawyer lined up. And I'm here with a rookie guy. Fuck.
No, you're here with an 8th grader.
Yeah,
that's what you're here with.
You compare him to like basketball. I got all stars against a fucking A. You play it. I'm like, I bet. I'm going to jail.
Yeah, dude, and that's what it is. That's why so many people would be like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, like,
because
I can't
afford to try to tell you why I didn't.
That's true.
Because it doesn't matter if I did it or not.
I'm going to jail.
Like, dude, look at that one artist that did Obey.
Yeah.
Do you remember his name?
No.
No, but he did, like, all this stuff, and then he got sued by some company. And he's like, I was right. Oh, yeah, he used, like, the Obama photo, and he didn't copyright it or something like that. So the people that posted the Obama photo sued him. And he's like, dude, this was the best work I ever did. Like, Obama said he loved it. Like, he asked me to do this. Like, can you just let it slide for the sake of America? Like, I think we did a really good thing here. We got him elected with this poster.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but you're going to be broke forever. And guess what? He's now broke forever. The guy that made Obey is broke forever.
And that's what happened with Obey. I was wondering, like, where the fuck did he go?
No, they still make clothes.
They still make clothes, but, like, he's just very slowly chipping away at, like, this ridiculously high settlement that he finally was able to reach after 10 years of defending, like, his thing. Like, he was his own lawyer at a point because he was so passionate about it. He's like, no, I know what I did. And, like, you better let me just go now, please. Like, I should not have to be there. And you're like, give us money.
Oh shit,
capitalism. And now he's broke forever, dude.
Yo, man. Oh, the people at the top are so bad, dude.
They are very bad.
Fuck. I just don't think it's an escapable trait of humanity, though.
No, it's not, because you're always going to want to be the top.
I don't think it's humanity. I just think it's just the system we live in. Especially here in America, because America thrives off this capitalism. We're all so, like, competitive with each other, and, like, we're like, all money hungry at the end of the day.
Yeah, they really like, made us.
Wherever we can get a dime or a dollar, we're going to go get it.
Yeah, then, that's so true.
You look at other countries. I don't know. I was talking about this the other day, how, like, a lot of other countries are not competitive, like, how we are. Like, Switzerland, for example. Everyone's working together to make sure that like, the whole country's good. But we here, we're very individualistic. Like, if it doesn't benefit us, then, like,
we're very selfish.
Like, what, like why would we...
Why would we do it?
Why are we going to do it? Like, oh, yeah, you might be fucked, but I'm going to have all your money, and that's all that matters. Like, I'm going to be rich off your suffering.
Yeah, man. And I feel like that comes, like, that's kind of like a natural system when you look at the way America was made, just all these different groups from different countries that have been established are now thrown into one smaller space. And the only thing that's familiar to them are their brothers that they came on the boat here with. So now it's you and your brothers versus everybody. And then that just grows until the population grows and gets intermingled and things like that. And then you have your family. And it's like, I need to do whatever I want to for my family because they're the only people that matter. So you will go and you will get a better house than your neighbors. You will get a better car than your neighbors. And you will try to be the very best in there. You'll try to get more money because that is what we established class as, is how much money you have. Mm-hmm. It could have been anything.
I am loving this.
It could have been anything. People could have been like, clothes are what make you best. And then it's just whoever's best dressed is the best person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter.
That's the halo effect.
It's the halo effect. But, like, that's, like, they're just picking out different characteristics. And for some reason, we were all, like, money.
No, that's really weird because, as Ben said, like, they brainwash us to think like that. I never thought that that was a foreign thought until this conversation, if I'm going to be frank here. Like, I thought that that was just people. Just, I was ignorant. That's people brainwashed to think like that. You know what I mean?
It's taught.
That's a taught paranoia. It's a taught humanity. Thing. That's insane. So you're telling people in Sweden are just like, we're all Swedes. Like, we're here to help each other.
No, I feel like,
I'm sure they have assholes, but probably just not as many as Americans.
Yeah.
Although, I if there's any country that doesn't have an asshole, it would be Sweden.
You think?
Sweden. Maybe those, where's it, the Nordic country?
Yeah. I don't know.
They help each other out to a, like, a large degree compared to here.
Yeah.
And like Norway too. Like, Norway's like just our judicial system. Like everything's so competitive here.
Everything.
And just so.
Even in jail, things are competitive.
Yeah.
Dude. It comes from pride.
Dude, we are the number one persons like incarcerated per capita in the world.
Yeah, because that's a way to establish that people are. Worse than
we
us.
Are the least free country on the planet. You know how fucking stupid that is? And you have people run around screaming America because we're free. Oh, I'm loving this.
Dude.
This is a great one.
You guys remember that pickup line? It's like on a scale of one to America.
America, how free are you right now?
Never worked.
I would say America because I'm locked up.
Yeah, in quarantine.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, man. Well, that's kind of it for the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Do we have anything else we want to talk about? We can always do another.
We can always do another segment.
Yeah, we can always do another segment.
Yeah, see? Ben wants to do another segment, man. Let's do one of our 1.5 hour ones.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Let's go, dude. All
right, guys.
I'm vibing with this, man. I'm having a great time right now.
Actually, yeah, man. It's fantastic. All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Man.
All right.
Yo.
Dude, America's so fucked. Wow. Amazing. Whew. Okay. We're back.
Tom's taking a potty break.
Yeah.
So we'll start.
Tom has to
Go wee wee.
Are we gonna start? Nah, we'll wait for you.
We can start. Keep going. I gotta pee too, to be honest.
How, dude?
Yo, I peed three times the last.
Peed three times during the podcast.
The last half hour, bro.
Like, what?
What in the fuck?
I know. We're talking about Amin's something wrong with his bladder.
No, no, no.
If any doctors listen.
Wait, doesn't Drew watch these two?
I don't think anybody watches them, Ben.
Yeah, listen to them?
Am I the only person that listens to them for real? Bro, honestly, I wake up in the morning to play some of it, or I go to bed at night and play it before I go to sleep.
No, you said watches, not listens the first time. That's why I said I don't think anybody watches.
Well, you know what I meant. There's no way I'm the only
one. Yeah, dude, I think we have like five people who listen to it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
That guy.
We have a cinco mas. We need mas.
Alright, now Amin is taking another potty break.
Two at the start.
Jesus.
This is fourth potty break. This session.
Hey, hey, hey.
Told him in half hour.
Amin, you're cut off after this, so get it all out.
Okay.
He has his bathroom tokens. Ben wanted to talk about Greek life.
Greek life.
Right, Ben? Don't be shy now. You literally just said, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
Yeah, bro. I'm talking about
Greek life.
Greek life.
Greek
That's
life,
the topic.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that in about my work. But, or artwork.
That's a hard thing. How are you going to talk about Greek life without the perspective of how you experienced it?
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not going to reference our organization on the podcast, but.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, like, for
we don't have to. Yeah,
Greek life.
For liability reasons.
Yeah, liability reasons.
Risk management, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to
risk I used management. To be risk management. That's, see, we're doing it.
I don't know why. Probably the biggest risk that we probably had.
That's why, dude. It just made me my own problem.
Shoot. All right. Let's talk about Greek life and the stigma that comes along with it.
Okay. We all got big old penises.
God damn it. You started laughing before you even said penises. No, you were like, this is going to be hilarious. You're like a 12-year-old. You know what I mean? You're like a 12-year-old that just like thinks dick is hilarious.
All right.
On a serious note.
But so what stigma?
So the negative stigma on fraternities and sororities. So for frats, obviously, we get this movie stigma where not to be racist or anything, but a lot of movies do show white boys being in fraternities and getting plastered drunk in a frat house on campus, and they basically just glorify the one image of getting fucked up and an asshole image sometimes too in a lot of movies where they'll show a guy being disrespectful to women or whatnot and shit like that. But in reality, most schools, well, not, I'm going to say most schools, but some, but a good amount of schools don't have on-campus houses or anything. So a fraternity makes it what they can make it. Personally, I was able to experience multiple fraternity houses in my one frat.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then it was just the fact that it was just young men getting their shit together for a good two semesters and whatnot, being able to pay rent, and supplying a house.
Yeah.
So that one in itself knocks down the one stigma of a house being provided for you or whatnot, or like it's there already type of shit.
Yeah, I think like, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's like it's very movie-esque, like very privileged, very yuppie, dickhead kind of behavior that's expected. Like that's like the cookie cutter mold
exactly.
That has been presented to us of fraternities, right? But in like actuality, we're just a bunch of young guys, you know, just young people all taking that next step
together.
Around each other, you know what I mean? Just looking for community. And that community is made up of hardworking guys, like hard, you know, going to school, working jobs, being independent. Like it's really a support system to cater you into adulthood.
Yeah.
More than anything, man.
I feel like that's the case because when I was in the organization, I did a lot of national events.
Yeah.
So I was getting to meet, a lot of brothers from around the world. And the biggest thing is that I could say about what you guys are speaking about is that our experience was a very, very specific one. Not a very specific one, but like the
ours
other
was
side.
Unique.
It was the other side.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, when I met a lot of these bigger chapters with the people that had the money, the movies were right about them.
Yeah.
Oh, the big schools are like that because that's the way, you know, rich people do life.
Yeah.
Is that they pay for their son or daughter to get into these schools, and then because they went to the schools, they paid the money, and they were in this org, that means they're going to be a legacy, and they want to continue that so they can get more money into their bigger organization. It's a booster club, bro. That's what the funniest thing is, and that was the best thing that one of our brothers actually said, because as much as I do love fraternities and Greek life, it is very much, you know, money-making machine.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And I remember the one kid said right when he disaffiliated, he's like, all right, I'm done, guys. I don't like these pyramid schemes anymore. And he left. And that was the last time he ever came to any Greek-affiliated event or instance or even social gathering. You know? Because, you know, when you see it for what it is, it's not that great. But because we were able to have that experience, because we're in this certain demographic that are hardworking dudes that need that social structure, like, that's what we look for. And it gives us an excuse to be a little stupid a lot of times.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, so maybe the Hollywood thing is that's normal. That's just how most places are.
That's how the big places happen.
Well, we, smaller university fraternities, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, the ones, no housing on campus. Like, those got, like, the real salt of the earth fraternities, I guess. You know, that's why I always felt lucky. That's why, like, I wasn't really, I've told you this, it's like, I don't really care about other people in our organization that weren't from our chapter.
Either.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, you're not my people. Like, you're very different. It's not like we're similar and then this unites us. It's like, nah, you... Like, I don't know you. I don't know your type of people. Like, I know my people. And I think it's because we had such a unique experience with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think we were more of a, like, an actual family to each other than those other ones are.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Especially, like, now.
Yeah.
I know you guys are older. You guys have, like, that time. You guys were like, I don't know too much about the past.
Like, not even now, though.
Like,
there's
like a lot of beef in or whatever, apparently.
Yeah, there's always
something
beef. Beef.
But like, I feel like we're like really tight right now.
Yeah, no, because like,
how many guys do you have?
In a guy perspective.
A little over 20, I think.
That's why.
Yeah,
Smaller numbers are easy to maintain. You have a chapter of 55.
Yeah, some in class heads. Like, it's just a guy thing where someone challenges somebody, and yeah, like,
it's
but at the end of the day, we're brothers. Like, how many times, like, I grew up with two older brothers. How many times we jotted heads? How many times me and my younger brother jotted heads? Fucking crazy. Like, we would get into it, like, physically. Like, we would fight. But, at the day, love that guy to death. Just like how I love all my fraternity brothers. But, the only thing that, like, what, like, hurts me the most is that when... Because you're from a neighborhood I'm from, like, Ben probably knows this sometimes, but like when I go back home, I feel like my boys look at me a little differently now. That not now they're cool now everything's regular, but when I first joined the fraternity, I just felt like they looked at me a little differently, because like. It's not a popular thing you do in my neighborhood. Like, my neighborhood is like, all right, bro, go to school, do your schoolwork, come back home, go ahead, chill with your boys, chill with the block, that's it, that's your day. But then, with like how we mentioned before, the Hollywood-esque notion about fraternities, that mixed with keeping stack a good amount of my boys are fucking ignorant. Like, they're like, they see stuff only one sidedly because that's all they know. So, like, you mix that with that, and then you just get, like, a weird side eye sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why are you acting different?
Mm. It could come off that way sometimes.
I know, but like even I kind of experienced that.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, I've had the whole like, oh, well, you're a big frat guy now.
Yep. Yeah,
comments
yeah.
from
frat star.
A lot. Of, yeah,
you're
frat
star.
Frat star,
you know,
over here. I've gotten that a lot from my friends.
Oh. So I ask a bunch of questions like, oh, how's your hazing process?
Yeah.
Oh, you must be fucking all the bitches now.
Yeah.
Doing all the drugs, and I'm like, bro, it's not all about being like women or doing drugs. Sometimes it's bigger things like. You know, I think a lot of people fail to realize that Greek orgs also, you know, reference on the support system. We help each other out, you know. If you're stuck like 2 hours away and there's no one that can come help you, like one of us will gladly come pick you up from 2 hours away.
Absolutely.
You know, if you need to be, you know, God forbid you get locked up and you need, you know, you don't have your bail money, we're going to bail you out.
Yeah, twice.
You know.
Yeah, happened twice.
Yeah, we have a star.
We
star
got.
Of the story.
We bailed him out in an hour. Two times.
Second time was like in 12 minutes. It was a
second
record.
Time was,
you know,
wait. The second time was a record.
And he didn't do nothing bad, so don't stigmatize.
Yeah, no. I had like $300 coming home from a date that I bailed on because I was like, oh. Amin needs bail money again. I'm
you
like,
know?
I have to go. All my money is in cash in my hand.
Like,
so I ran back, got back to Furno. I'm like, I have the money. They're like, he's home. And I'm like, like, oh, man.
I remember that day.
I wanted to hit you.
Oh, my God. me and Miss smoked the fattest blood that day, too. I was like, Mitch, just sit down. I was like, you missed out on some coochie. Come enjoy this with me. This is a get out of jail free card. For me,
it was not free.
But you're witnessing it. I paid everybody back. I do it. But
yeah, man, that's
a lot of
crazy, bro.
There's a lot of positives to being in order. I feel like there's so many positives that outweigh the negatives, but for some reason, the outside world only sees the negatives, and that's it.
Yeah
man. Because I feel like, especially for us, like in our chapter. We were really given the opportunity to run our org like we just made a business. So it's like, who do we trust to run the business? Who do we trust to do these things? Like, we were able to apply these real world business practices.
Oh, that ass, yeah.
Within ourselves. It's like, everybody stay connected. Everybody get on the same page. We need to organize this event. We need to organize everybody wear these shirts these days just for this. We need to do it for this purpose. Hopefully we'll get that point across. Who's going to be in charge? Who's going to be in charge when he's not in charge? We need a guy for the money. Like, who's the guy that's going to make sure that the older people give us money? It's just, we're just instilling that mindset. And when you kind of come out of it, and hopefully you don't, like, have too much fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you realize
yeah.
that you're actually learning this. But... It's just already instilled in you. So when you go into the workforce, wherever you go, you're like, all right, I'm this guy right now. I can be here. I could be there. I could be the money. I could be in charge. Or I could just be one of the guys. So it's just, I already know what's going on.
Dude, you know what's really weird, man? I'm thinking back now to, like, the relationships you have, right, from a fraternity, like the positive bond, at least, that we experienced.
Yeah.
And it's like... You know, you get the stigma from people back home and whatever it is. And I think it's because those are like the last years of your youth, realistically.
Definitely.
Those are the last ones. And you found a group of people that collectively want to make the most of it together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you have these people who were just like, no, like, we're okay. We're growing up now. And it's like, no, like, this is it. You know what I mean? I think it's like
this
that mentality. This is our last hurrah. Because we all go down with like
adults.
Yeah.
You're just becoming adults. The responsibility really still isn't there yet because you're only at college.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're only at school.
Yeah.
You're not living on your own. And then you can go home to your parents or to wherever you lived before.
But even if you are living on your own, like being in college is just that mindset, man. Because like I worked while I was in college. I was still a college kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, my work, my job's new. Like, he's a college kid. Like, it's just what happens.
Yeah, he's going to be late a few days.
Yeah, he's going to fuck up sometimes or whatever. But, like, really, it's a last hurrah. And it's not like, you know, we meant any disrespect towards you know, other friends or whatever it is. It's just like, you're at a different school, you're going here, you're doing this, you're going, I have this one group that is here around me at all times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. It's not like any love is lost. It's just like, I have to make the most of these years.
Yeah.
Like, I have to make the absolute most of my time here.
Yeah.
You know? It's college and the fraternity are some of the best experiences I have in my entire life. And the best relationships, too.
Yeah. And that's what's so funny, because I remember talking to someone. They're like, you peaked in college. I'm like, I did not peak in college. How did I? They're like, well, your best friend was your roommate that was in your frat. And now you live with another guy in your frat. And I'm like, how does that mean?
Yeah, what does that
like,
translate?
Well, that just means, you know, those were the best years of your life. I'm like, so far, but that doesn't mean there can't be more. You know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, well, you know, it just shows that you're not ready to move on. I'm moving on. Of course I'm moving on. But just now, instead of us drinking together every day and every night, now we're like, go get that promotion, bro. Like, it's being there for your boys.
That's
it's
all it
still
is.
Still being there, dude. And it doesn't get lost because you graduated or because you were in a frat. It's because these are the people that you think that you can surround yourself with. And when it comes down to it, it really all matters on who you choose to surround yourself with.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you might lose some dudes or you might lose some girls, but it's all about who you choose to keep around you. Because those are the people that you're willing to do anything for. And that's what people don't have, and that's what we got a taste of in the fraternity.
Mm-hmm. So I think the fraternity also gives you like a very big understanding on like real relationships. Mm-hmm. Like real genuine relationships.
Yeah.
Because like you go through some shit with your brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in my own experience, there are times I've almost been in so many fights with guys, and there were feuds, and this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. But like, at the end of the day, you're still brothers, and you have to eventually get back there.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a real relationship. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks, and I fucking hate you, but I also love you.
Yeah.
So, let's just get through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's no other options, really.
Yeah, it's not like you're leaving.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm going to give up everything. I'm going to make you give up everything. No, we have to work through this. This is a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that's a valuable lesson, especially now, because I feel like relationships are becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like everybody's on call talking to 30 different people at all times.
Yeah. I think that's weird, because if they applied that same skill, that could be very beneficial and a direct output of fraternity and sorority life, why would they not push that further?
Right.
Well, it's because of the stigma that they were able to surround it with, of the drugs, alcohol, partying, things like that, when they realistically could be bringing up the good points of what it is and being able to have people go through this and actually come out with those abilities to be one with the workforce already, or one in a business, and be able to accomplish real relationships rather than, oh, yeah. They party all the time and sleep all day.
Yeah.
It's just a Kiss song.
Like, you know, besides the relationship aspect, there's a lot of, like, very important life skills I feel like you could learn from being in a fraternity. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get to learn how to talk to people from different walks of life. You get to understand them. You know, if you take up a position within the fraternity, you know, you learn how to run an organization. Like, I took up a recruitment chair, got to talk to a whole bunch of people, you know, and tell them what we're about. But I could also take that into the real world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm, for example, you know, trying to recruit people for an org, you know, trying to get someone hired. Or even if you're, like, selling a product, just because I have that experience of being a recruitment chair, I got to talk to a lot of different people. So, you know, you can learn a lot from being in the fraternity.
I feel like that's a really good point you brought up, Ben, with the whole, like, diversity thing, is because I feel like a lot of people are brought up in such specific environments. And a lot of them don't intermingle too much. So, like,
you have a really white town. You have a really, like, Asian town, things like that. Mm-hmm. You have a very, like, Jewish town. But in college, in these boards, it gives you a chance to experience a new community with everyone. Not just the people that you grew up looking like. You know what I mean?
Well, it's even, like, rich and poor. It's just, like, it's just your environment. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Able to expand your perspective on that environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah. I love diversity, man. I've always gone to, like, pretty, because I went to, like, a tech school, a charter school for high school. So it was, like, that was, like, a little pre-college, bro. Like, it was. You have all these people from all different towns, all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rich towns, poor towns, all these different people in high school. And that's, I guess, when I really started, like, thinking in that way. And then college just drove it home, man. I mean, look at the fraternities on campus. You know what I mean? At least in our, whatever it is.
Institution.
Council? Yeah. Council?
Yeah, our council.
Yeah, man. If I went to, I could honestly say, if I went to, like, county college or something like that, I probably wouldn't have friends that looked like any of you.
Yeah.
But it's probably the fact that I was given the chance to really open my eyes to the rest of the world that, like, I don't care what you look like, bro. You are, all y'all are my brothers.
Yeah.
You know?
So you gotta be inclusive.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. I mean, think about it. I mean, we have every type of brother there is, man.
Every type of brother, dude.
Every type of brother.
Yeah. When you really, like, look at it, like, any color, any creed, any eye color, like,
religion,
we're here, dude.
Rich, poor, whatever, man.
It's,
like, we got everybody.
Here, man. We're all here.
And we're all just here. That's why you always fight, though. Like,
that's why
we always fight, though, in the organization, man. Because, like, there's just so many different perspectives.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing, man.
Yeah, because it always brings out the best possible solution.
Yeah. Exactly. It's competition. Fuck, we're back to competition. We're brainwashed to compete. God damn it, bro.
We're brainwashed to compete, man.
That's
the sad reality.
I mean, well, dude, even in fraternity, we're the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's just something throughout your life.
You know what's crazy? I feel like, imagine if we would all work together, like, the great things we could achieve even as fraternity.
There were some times where that was done.
But
yeah,
that goes down to the whole
competition. By the end of the day, we're still competitive.
Just like America as, like, in its roots. It's just
but when there's no competition, it's not fun. I'm
going
to tell you that right now. Like, the whole we're all bros, we're all one thing.
That's the competitive mindset, though.
No, like, the environment change. We did that. We did that when we were, like, when we lost that huge class. You remember that? And, like, our numbers dropped from, like, 55 to 22 or 25.
Oh, when I graduated?
Yeah, when you graduated.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Oh, so you don't remember. You graduated.
Yes.
So, yeah, after that, other organizations took huge hits like that, and we were all, like, real small. And then we all started, like, helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, helping each other turns into, like, the guy with the best house always inviting everybody over. And then when that happens, the other guys get kicked out. And then you have to start competing to get the people to come back to your parties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that goes, man. It's like a natural cycle.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends.
Because it's whoever helps, whoever's looking out or doing the most out of the relationship always thinks, like, I can do it on my own.
Yeah.
Every time thinks I don't need anybody else.
It's cutting off dead weight.
Yes.
It's maximizing profits.
That's all it is, dude.
But, dude, if you're the best one on campus, and let's say you have 30 guys, and two other orgs have 30 guys, and the sororities are set up the same way, and you have the house, you're like, all right, bro, let's go. So you have 180, or you have 180 people at your house,
half,
and they're like, wait, this is our house. Let's get rid of the 60 dudes. And now you're 30 dudes and 90 girls.
Yeah.
And that's way better than the opposite. So, of course.
Which is eventually why they go back out. That's the cycle, because that's not fun for the girls.
Exactly.
They're just like, what the hell?
Like, why am I here?
It's just the same people every time trying to whatever. Then they go back to other places. It's just a big cycle, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's about the respect, though. That's what it is.
It does come down to the respect.
Because you can compete and still respect them. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing. It's like, oh, yeah, bro, oh, we're throwing a party. We're throwing a party, too. All right, man, well, good luck. And then it's like, there's just popping. No one showed up. Hey, can we roll through? Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's, eh, we got you this time. Yeah, it's cool. Can we still have fun, though? Absolutely, bro. Come on over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the respect, which I think there's a lot of at our
school. Nah, man, you'd be surprised.
Well, it was when I was in, bro.
You'd be surprised, man. A lot of work see you doing better than them, and they start getting petty. We had one of those this last semester, actually. You know about it?
Oh, the Magna shit?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Some guy stepped, if y'all don't know, some guy stepped on our letters, apparently, like, put it on Snapchat. So.
Who?
Well, we're not going to say no names. We're not going to say no orgs. But
that's
someone
fine. We
did
can
it,
turn the mic
off. That was,
I would love to know. Do I know him?
Nah, you
no,
don't. You don't know him. But
I'm surprised if we, you. Why
and
you know
the funny
people
part?
That are currently in Greek life? We've been
You'd be surprised. Dude. I know a lot of people through
the
like
funny
Mike
part
and everybody.
Is that it was
okay,
it was right all on. Over a party because we threw a party apparently on the same day, and like just
that's
so crazy. Just
but
so
he
happens.
Was at but yeah he was at our party, saying hyping up us and their org and screaming out fuck this other org
mm-hmm.
when he was drunk as fuck. Like he was literally drunk and he was like. Yeah, us and blah, blah, blah run this shit. We run the campus. Fuck blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, chill
it's
out.
Not that deep, man.
Chill out.
It's
like,
not that deep.
I told you, like we're here to have a good time.
That's the crazy part, dude, is that is it ever really that deep?
Not in college.
Not in college.
So
not
that's the crazy
life.
Thing, dude, because that is the end-all, be-all in your life is college.
Yeah.
That's when you give yourself to college.
Yeah.
Dude. And that's dangerous. This is a hard time letting go. And that just comes back to addiction. Bam. Back to segment one. What's up, guys? How you been living?
Oh, shoot.
Saying the same stuff I said before. You guys get ready for the next courtroom monologue.
I'm
prepping it.
No. Absolutely not. No, dude. Like, that's really wild, man. It's like the competition is good as long as it's healthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but somebody always oversteps, man. Like
someone's
somebody
always
overstep.
Somebody's always an overstep.
It's like why communism is bad.
All right, relax.
Communism.
Bro, because if it's practiced right, it would work. But someone always oversteps.
That's human nature.
That's human nature.
Hi, right, gang.
All right, guys.
I'm
thank
signing
you for
off.
Coming to the situation today.
Google.
Jerk off in the bathroom.
Oh, nice. I thought you were just, like, leaving. I was like, All right. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Amin, Ben.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
I'm excited to listen to this. All right, bye. Bye from the situation.